an old business. I've got here on the agenda, number one, we have vegetation, water rights, and sale of the ranch cattle. And we've covered the sale of the ranch cattle already. The vegetation seeding and seems to be going very well. Dale, do you have anything we'd like to say on that?
Here's kind of a little report that some may want to look at. Enough to go around?
Yes.
What time did they come in last night?
They came in this morning.
They worked all night.
Those tractors were going when I left after dark.
Yeah.
I think you can just read down through this as to what.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read through it. Progress report on work done at Deer Springs Ranch as of this date. The reseeding by the Johnson family moved on to the ranch October 31st this year, and with very good equipment, skills, and knowledge. And to date, they have mowed, brushed, double disked the soil, and planted fields of oats, triticale, and pasture grass on about 400 acres in a professional manner. They are willing to help improve the irrigation system. They would like to use Cabin 7 for their workers between now and April 30th, 2009. And in the bullets, we have the well field of 106 acres, the north of the well field at 20 acres, Half Moon field at 7, Rod Hall at 40, the diversion field at 20, the airstrip field at 110 acres, and the county road field at 80. Section 2A, we've got outlined on the water rights. To protect our valuable water rights, check erosion, and beautify the area, I worked with the equipment contractor, Clark Lamb, who was hired to rebuild and enlarge the following. And when it says I mean Dale Clarkson. The Polywog Pond, the Silt Basin and Spillway, Half Moon Reservoir, Hidden Reservoir, Meadow Canyon Diversion, Red Reservoir, water rights were filed and maps reviewed. The demand letter received from the state engineer on several water rights has been answered.
That last one, John, I have not finished that the letter on these demand letters.
We were going to look at it today, is that?
Yeah, I have the letters here that you can use, and the deadline is the 20th of December, not the 15th.
Okay, very good.
So next week we'll get those properly answered.
Excellent, thank you. 2B, the clearing of acreage. Dale Clarkson had Mr. Lamb clear the willows growing in north and west anchorage of the wet meadow and push them into piles to be burned. Okay.
Where's wet meadow?
I'm not sure where the wet meadow is. Ben, can you help me on that?
The wet meadow?
Yeah.
There where the falling down cabin is.
There's one big wet meadow on the ranch.
Okay. Got it. I know where the old cabin was that's falling down. Okay, very good. You know, when you drive through and it's wet on that side?
Yeah, got it.
the wet part of Meadow Canyon. It's the wet part.
Excellent.
It'd be a lot wetter.
So how much acreage was cleared there? Do you know, Dale?
Oh, probably 15 acres.
Okay. I can visualize that.
All those big willows at the upper end, and then along the west side, that little stream, there's a bunch down through there. The north ones we've burned. The west side has not been burned yet.
Okay. And that work was done also to help with the drainage or the flow, the water.
Well, let's just better utilize the land.
Okay. All right. Number three, cattle. All the cattle have been sold and removed from the ranch, except for the three that we discussed earlier. That are waiting to be picked up or delivered. The roads.
These are just items that was on the PowerPoint before.
Okay.
And I've done nothing on roads or activities.
Right. And we haven't done anything lately either. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Larry Meltzer lately. Paul, have you?
Yeah. He's coming back sometime around Christmas.
Yeah, he hasn't done any work up there recently. Right?
All right, very good.
But the roads are not in bad shape.
Yeah, no.
They're good.
And, okay, and continue down this activities and programs. This is on part of the PowerPoint. And as far as cabins, Dale, you reviewed the occupancy report for 2007 and 2008.
I gave him a copy of the occupancy that's in the cabins.
Okay. Any notes of interest or any points you want to bring out on that?
I think the occupancy should be doubled or tripled.
Okay.
I think it's wrong to have those assets sitting there unused.
Have we any idea why the membership may not be using them right now? Have we ever asked?
Mm-hmm. I think there's good reason. One's the condition of the cabins, and the other is the complication of making reservations and answering questions, and I think there's a communication.
Okay.
So that's what it's been over the last 5 years or so.
All right. So there's an area where we can improve. We definitely want to get the occupancy rate up because obviously that's revenue for the ranch and so forth.
Paul, I do believe this year the people that have come in have been really surprised at the condition of the cabins.
We had a lot of comments about wow.
And it wasn't wasn't you know that the cabins were any better. They were just clean and ready to go. The water worked. The refrigerators work. The lanterns work. They worked. They didn't have to come into. Well, the fridge doesn't work, so we'll have to go to town and get some ice for our ice chest. Everything worked. So I think that was, and they told us, well, the fridge didn't work last year, or the hot water heater didn't work, and we fought with it and fought with it, and we've both really worked real hard just to keep the cabins maintained and working, because that's what people come up there for.
Yeah, we have put a lot into the cabins this year as far as appliances and water heaters, refrigerators and stuff like that. So, all right.
Were all the mattresses, the box springs and mattresses, were they placed in the cabins that we sent out last, that Larry took out? When was that?
Those blue ones are really comfortable, and they're in most of the cabins.
I wondered if there's any stockpile there or something. Because
I don't believe so.
If they were all placed.
There are two box springs in number 10 in that one side storage area, but I think those are old, aren't they?
There might be one in the tool shed. But other than
it's blue.
I mean,
theirs were blue.
It might be a blue box spring.
Oh, box spring.
Uh-huh.
Some of those mattresses got set on top of the existing mattress and box springs.
Oh, yeah, they're high.
I like it. I love
so that's why you end up box springs. Two mattresses.
Yeah. Oh, it's not
curious to know whether they were just being stored.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Dale, and you also had down here that you reviewed the renovation suggestions, and did you have something to comment on that?
Oh, I think they're just a bushel of things that needed. Linda did a nice job on cabin one. I think all of you got a copy of her analysis of that. Things to be done.
And Nancy's been working on the cabin. She and I worked together at the beginning, and she's been keeping a record and building a record of things that need to be done that they're planning to attack after the first of the year.
Okay, good.
And there's things that need to be done, but they just need to set until the budget's back in order, place or whatever.
Where we go from here, right? Okay.
I have one concern on this. The Lambs want to use cabin 7. There's some occupancy in there until after the first of the year.
The Johnsons?
I'm sorry.
Lambs.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnson, sorry. I just.
A question for the board, Linda, along this line. I think the Johnsons have done us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of good. They've been sleeping in the garden cabin, and bless her heart, Nancy's been feeding them, and I think that maybe some groceries need to be bought or something there. But these people have really done a job, and Linda has billed me for the reservation fee and that. I don't mind putting my cabin time into their help. on that. I'm not too excited about paying the reservation.
The use of the word build is loosely written.
Yeah.
I just thought
I'd bring that up. But the thing that could happen, what if the Johnsons used cabin six with the responsibility to fix it so it won't freeze? I think those boys, you'd give them a chance that they would insulate whatever they had to do, and we could help them. To they could use cabin six. It's going to be sitting there vacant, and I'm sure they could make it so that they would be comfortable. So that would be, instead of seven.
That'd be good.
Well, I have a suggestion. I might be putting myself out here. They have said that they like staying at the garden cabin. Now, I know it's closed. It's off the line. And like I said, I might be putting myself out here, but I don't have a problem with them there. They're actually a blessing to our family, and especially my kids. It's convenient. They're right there.
And if you're feeding them, it helps. And as far as the groceries go, let me say this real quick. Really, they gave us 182 pounds of pork. They bring us things all the time.
Maple syrup.
Beautiful.
They brought
maple
syrup. Beautiful. Oh, my God. And I tell them, that's enough, and they're like, oh, no, we need to do more. So they really, the grocery bill is pretty, it gets evened out. It's not a bad thing.
Good.
I don't have a problem with the garden cabin then for that.
Were they asking for cabin seven, or?
They were asking for, they said, maybe we have to start going to Glendale. We don't want to go to Glendale.
I don't know what's going on with them staying where they're at.
They're not sure if they're, you know, once they're done seeding and the snow starts flying, if they're allowed to stay there. They had planned on mending fences, putting in gates. They have a, you know, and
personally, I don't care if it's cabin six or the garden cabin. I don't want to cause a problem, but the value that they're going, if we have to juggle one weekend or something, or if the garden cabin works best to keep them there and as much as they're willing to do and have the cabin occupied during the winter instead of it freezing, and then we have to try to troubleshoot and fix broken pipes in the spring.
Well, I've already gone
through
the garden cabin and shut the whole east side off. I put in a valve and isolated the whole east side, so the only thing that's running, you know, the hot water heater on the west side is running the two bathrooms in the kitchen. We have gone over there and eaten dinner many a times, and we've said that in the beginning that, you know, there's not a whole lot of room in the ranch house, so we kind of, we entertain or do whatever we do over in the garden cabin. We had Thanksgiving dinner over there, so it was kind of, you guys allowed us to go over there and have, you know, games and eat dinner and stuff, so I have no problem with the boys staying over there.
I make a motion that we make the garden cabin available until the season picks up, till the end of April, April 30th, for them to continue to use it and as much as you can.
But yeah.
Keep them working.
Have you been out there recently?
No.
It is beautiful. You would not believe what these boys are doing to the property.
Oh, and Dale and Larry, too.
We got them
out there all the time.
Got a second. A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Only one eye.
Was that John Harris?
I said aye.
Thanks, John.
How about Dustin?
Dustin, any abstentions or any...
Still there.
Hello? Dustin, are you still there?
I hear you snoring.
Okay, all right. All right, motion carried. Thank you. Majority.
Allie carries around.
Do we want to invite them to do this winterizing that Dale suggested?
Leave it up to them. I think if they have accommodation, would you prefer the garden cabin or do you want cabin six?
Oh, okay.
They have told us they prefer
garden
cabin. Because I told them, I said, you know, six, nine, and ten, if we do a little skirting around the outside, we could probably get it going.
Six had the wood stove in it.
Six had. But they had told us that they prefer right next to our house.
I'm just asking, do we want to take advantage of having it winterized so that we can use it through the winter and coming years?
And the garden cabin.
Well, if they're willing to do some work out there, we can have them possibly skirt the other cabins or like.
Yeah, I think that for Paul to work with them to do some work that's beneficial to the ranch long term, whether it's winterizing cabins or mending fence or whatever, that you know, while they're there and can't do other things, Paul can work with them.
Okay, one other question.
Yes.
If they use our time, if it's against our time, we prefer not to pay a reservation fee every 2 weeks.
I have a question.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, this thing here is cutting in and out, so I've missed a little bit. But the deal there on Dale's reservations, where the reservation fee was asked for, well, he was donating his cabin time for what on that?
The Johnson brothers, who were doing the disking and the reseeding projects.
That's what I thought it was, and I don't think he should have to pay that reservation fee. You know, he's donating his time for the betterment of the ranch there. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in.
Yeah, we can waive that. I don't think that's a problem.
Okay. Well, I'd also waive the time, too. I mean, if the cabin's, this is my opinion, okay, if the cabin's closed for this time anyway, and it's not being rented or reserved or used by the membership, I would propose that we would not even use time.
Oh yeah, I agree. I think that we ought to donate the time.
It's an association.
It's an association expense.
Call
or this
time,
yeah.
Larry.
One time thing anyway. If we're going to rent it for 2 weeks, just one reservation. If they've got an ongoing thing at this time of year, it's only one reservation in the first place anyway. It's not for re-reservation.
Well, if it's only
thing,
for 2 weeks, though.
So. Yeah, no.
Yeah, well,
you know, every 2 weeks there'd be a new.
I think this is
a
non-issue
situation.
Yeah, this is a non-issue situation.
Yeah, all right.
Sure. Okay. I think we're all in the same. Waive the fee, sure.
Waive the fee and the time?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of time and money they're spending up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's on there.
Yeah.
Need a second.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it carries. Majority? Any opposed? None opposed. Okay, thank you. Dale, on these other things that you proposed, I'm going to put those to new business. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did I propose?
We'll get back to your proposal and the PowerPoint and the...
Yeah, now that's down here.
And as far as the documents, the master plan, management, and all these other things that are on this page, we'll talk to that new business. I want to cover some of these other things. We'll get through this whole business. The Scoot and Paul Road situation. I got an email that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but basically the decision by the judge was, from what I read, it was for the BLM properties and that were not being used at the time. You know, wasn't that decision wasn't for like Scoot and Paul Road, roads that are being used?
No.
No, it specifically says, in, you know, like the Hancock Road out here on the Sand Dunes, it's a paved road,
mm-hmm.
is one that now they're not maintaining, because it's any road crossing federal land.
I thought it was just, when I was reading, it was just roads that were not being used at the time, so, no, okay. Okay, well, I just want to clarify that.
So there hadn't been any update other than have they done any signage on it? I had talked to one person, but I have not talked to the commissioners or anybody. You know, we had talked about putting a road close sign just to help minimize the traffic. There's nothing done back up.
I noticed did they re-put that sign back up that says impassable one way? Is there still like that?
No, they have one at the other end. They got one at the other end that nobody messes with. And it says, road closed, impassable when wet, road closed.
It's the same sign that was right there off the pavement, but
the
apron.
Impassable when wet is up. It's not last night, yeah.
They really need to put something up there, you know, closed for the
they need to put back up the sign that was right in the middle of the road. You couldn't. It was not off the side. You had to drive around it, and that really discourage tourists and people that really don't know what they're getting into is what we're doing. But again, I know when I talk to them, they're like, "Hey, we already spent the money. We did that. You guys tore it down, so I'm not sure that we're going to put it back up." And I said, "It's laying there." And that's one thing that if
Brent or Paul, I mean, if it's laying there and we can drive in two T-posts and wire it up, I would just do it.
I'd be happy to go down there and dig a hole and put concrete in. Because it's either that, either I spend my time doing that,
right,
or I spend my time pulling people out of the
mud. Right, right. And when you do that, you'll do it when you want, and if you're pulling people out of the mud, it'll be midnight.
Yeah.
So if it's there, I think that if we can put it back up and try to...
We'll get it back up.
Okay.
Because it was up there 2 days ago.
Yes, because I keep going down and putting it back up.
Oh, maybe
so somebody's taking it and just throwing it down the ditch. It's like they're destroying those signs out there to start it. You do that, I haven't.
I started the fire the other day.
Also, Paul and Nancy came up the other day. Somebody, and this wasn't a cigarette, but somebody along the Scream Bar Road, just at the Brinkerhoff turnoff, is going to pull down. That started a fire from both sides of the road. It was blazing. Had to go down and shovel dirt, put the fire out, because that thing was, the wind was blowing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It
didn't blow those ashes across the road. Somebody struck fire on both sides of the road.
But there is a good thing we're out riding around, because...
Did you know, who'd you notify on that? Did you notify the forest or the VLM?
No.
You
need to notify them.
Anytime you come across the fire,
yeah,
you need to let the BLM know.
Oh, okay.
They need to investigate.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need someone starting fires out there. We don't need a fire starter out there.
Is it too late to go back in?
But I have a wildlife camera. I know Larry's got a few. The only thing we could do is to put the signs up and set something up by the sign. And put the sign up.
Well, I brought a thing I'd like to show today later on as far as security, because I think that's the only way we're going to get ahead of some of the security at the ranch, to maintain the usability but the privacy of the ranch, to start to monitor some of these areas very inexpensively in the big picture, because whoever is doing some of that stuff, and the ranch get big enough that whether they may be a member or they're a neighbor or they're just a yahoo, sooner or later, we gotta know who it is, and that's the only way we're gonna know.
That washboard road tearing up the rear. So they're trying to just leave a message, you know, hey, somebody do something.
Yeah.
Do it like I did. I wrote everybody I could write. I called everybody I could call.
Gotta do it again.
We just have to keep on it. You know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, so we just have to keep putting in calls and letters.
I didn't tell you guys that we were going to confiscate my backhoe in August, did I?
Yeah, you did. You were out there with when it was washed out that one time?
Washed out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone's going to have to run to the hospital, which, don't say anything. I'm getting old. But I was out there working with Wash, and then I know it. With sidearm, her knees on top of the back. So I stopped that pretty.
Good for you.
Wait across Lake Wash, I'll just carry you.
All right.
Probably hey, John.
Okay. So, yeah, we still have things to deal with Schooner Paw Road. Go ahead, Vance.
Can I ask a favor for John Harris and my and Mike's sake? Could you guys cozy up to the speaker a little bit?
All righty.
I think we're right in here.
They want to hear what you're saying, Lee.
Yep.
I heard most of what Lee said, but John's right. There is some brief pauses there.
Good luck for step up when you're talking. So that,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you. That's
exactly
a big
right.
help, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, I'll go ahead and speak up then. Old business number 3, fire protection plan, that's ongoing. Paul covered some of that in his report with lemming and trimming around the cabins.
I had a question about that.
Okay, what's your question?
On cabin 3. Cabin 3, the hill on the west side, I believe it is. If I mow everything down 30 feet or 20 feet away from the cabin, that cabin has some serious erosion problems.
Yeah, basically with that cabin, we actually do need to dig away from the cabin because the hill is right up against the
right.
cabin. We need to put a retaining wall with some stone or something and take that dirt away from the cabin. So it's both. We need to do we need to get the trees that were overhanging it
right.
away
well,
and all that
right.
all that scrub. But that will cause an erosion problem. Well, it's already there. We already have an erosion problem.
If I take out that brush, you're going to see some serious erosion problems.
You know, Paul, you can actually do it by going back and doing a 30-foot break behind those trees.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we got a good break on the west side
right.
where the propane tank is.
Uh-huh.
And we can just go around that and then leave that clump right there as a road for erosion control.
Well, and if you get, again, and that's oak, so if you go and you don't cut it off below the dirt like you're trying to kill it and leave a little bit of stuff, the next year then some green will come up that will stop the erosion, but not enough there to carry fire and burn and
right.
you know carry the heat.
Which cabin
are we talking about?
Three. Yeah, so just make it like into a brush, just a you know, like a bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
We may need to go about the propane tank or a little bit downhill from the propane tank and create a little ditch that runs north.
Take that water out.
Yeah. We need a swell to take the water north around the cabin.
Right down through that brush and
right.
the cabin.
Well, I know, but right along the steps to the right, that's when some water goes down there, which is bringing up the water main, and I buried that twice this year, and it keeps coming up. Nice retaining wall all along the side of the front, you know, in front of the propane tank.
Right there. We need to divert that water around. Okay. Good. Thank you. That's a good suggestion, taking the brush further away, like Brent suggested, and also cutting the other brush down and just leaving it stumped to where it would
right.
foliage. Okay. The road plan is ongoing. The 40,000-gallon water tank we covered a little bit of. We still need to we'll cover that in the budget, I'm sure. The lawsuit update. Larry, did you get a letter from
not that I know
Clouser? Yeah, I got one yesterday, and I'm opening it up right now. This one, I believe, is just a list of, I hope I can say this, interrogatories?
Interrogatories,
that's it, interrogatories. I think it's just a listing of the interrogatories. But I got that email the other day about that, and the list of the interrogatories and definitions of terms and so forth. Okay, so it is still proceeding as if it's going to trial, and they have to respond within 30 days of this service. So.
Who is it requesting respond in 30 days?
Those of us who received one of these. That'd be me, for one. And I will talk with them.
Answers by no later than December 16th.
Okay.
Well,
that's not 30 days.
No.
I was reading this.
Well, this date was
days.
Written on the 9th and that mailed.
Well, that's still not 30 days.
Right.
I mean, that's a week. I got it yesterday, actually, in the mail. So, anyway, it's still progressing forward, and I will review this, and I don't think there's anything that's...
I'll check and see if I've got anything. I've got
Tuesday.
Yours yesterday. If I was getting one, an extra week before you get to
okay. All right. Well, I will talk with them on Monday too. I would talk with Rick Lauser on Monday.
Or is it still the ranch?
No, there was parties named as with the ranch.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
The 16th is Tuesday. Just
okay,
an image in your mind.
I know, Tuesday.
Got to do something Monday on that one.
I know, I will do something Monday on it. I can't worry about it today.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a little bit of update. Obviously, it's still ongoing, and like I said, they're proceeding. The lawyers for the insurance company are proceeding as if it's going to trial. And so they have to just get all their ducks in a row. Whether they sell before or they actually go to trial, it's still up in the air. And if it does go to trial, it would be here in Kanab. So it would be a trial by jury. If it does go, it will be here in Kanab. So. As far as new business.
Do you want to go back to financial?
Oh, yeah. Shauna hasn't shown up, yeah.
I didn't get a hold of her on the phone. I left a message on her phone, but I wasn't able to reach her personally. So.
Okay.